Welcome back to the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. We have a very special show. I have one of my favorite guests, a returning guest to the HR Happy Hour Show. And not only is a returning guest and a great topic, I am actually in person with this guest. So let me welcome her to the show. Our guest today is Jennifer Kraszewski, Paycom Vice President of Human Resources. Jennifer has more than 20 years of HR leadership experience, driving transformative, business-focused human capital strategies in high-growth industries to achieve efficiencies, compliance, and employee engagement. Named by Human Resource Executive Magazine as one of the top 100 HR tech influencers in both 2020 and 2021, Jennifer is a featured blogger and hosts webinars on HR topics through the Society for Human Resource Management, HR Daily, and HR.com. And she is SPHR and SHRM SCP certified both. And Jennifer is sitting right across from me at the Paycom headquarters in Oklahoma City in the Paycom studios, which are quite amazing. Jennifer, how are you?
I am great. It's so exciting to be here and be here in person. Steve, it's great to see you again. I always enjoy our time together.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for your hospitality, you and the entire team today. We've had a great day here at Paycom. We're at towards the end of our day together, but this is kind of a great way to cap off a great day with Paycom. This was my first business trip since the pandemic, Jennifer, and my last business trip was here at Paycom last February of 2020. So it's a kind of a good, it seems like poetic that it's working out that way. The last time we spoke, Jennifer, we talked about some of the innovations here at Paycom, specifically around a product called Direct Data Exchange, which is an excellent tool to allow employers to understand the value of their HR technology investments and the utilization of their HR technology investments. It's a good evolution in technology, and that the development teams have remained busy even subsequent to that year and a half ago. So maybe we could talk about that. How did you help the organization and support those development teams to continue to be productive and innovate for your customers?
Well, I think we were very intentional about giving them the resources that they needed to have as they worked from home. And it's not only, the resources physically to do their job, but it's the engagement activities and the cultural activities with these employees that we continue to drive home. We have various events that we did with the technology group to drive that innovation and that drive for, what's the newest and latest greatest thing out there. And we have a unique opportunity being in HR here at Paycom to provide a lot of feedback on our product and really ideas that we see we should maybe think about this from an HR perspective.
Yeah.
And they're so open to hearing the feedback or hearing a new idea that comes out of HR and providing a product that would support that. So we feel very fortunate to have such a great innovative group of software developers here.
Yeah. So we know work has changed a lot and it's continuing to evolve, right? The transition to work from home and the transition back. Maybe some organizations are adopting some hybrid approaches, et cetera, et cetera. Is this changing HR from your perspective as an HR leader? Is HR different in your mind today than it was back in February of last year?
Absolutely. HR is different. And I think the thing that we have to think about is technology is driving HR more than it ever has, because we have to be able to drive self-service to our employees and give employees the opportunity to own all of their data. And we'll be talking more about that here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But it's become more and more important as people are remote to be able to make all those changes themselves. I mean, just like while we've been remote, we've ordered groceries, we've ordered all kinds of things, remotely, and it's just driving that self-service.
Me figuring out sometime last summer how to use Instacart, that was a revelation.
That has changed my life.
Yeah,
it's changed my life.
Remarkable.
Right. By employees being able to do that with the technology, it's given HR the opportunity to really create new and innovative programs, because everybody in HR has been busier than ever before during the pandemic, creating ways to support their employees in this new environment. So that's given us that opportunity.
You mentioned innovation. You mentioned continuing to roll out new and better tools for your customers to support their employees. We do want to specifically talk a little bit today about one of the latest innovations, which was just recently released. It's called Beti. And rather than me try to explain it, Jennifer, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Beti. It's B-E-T-I, by the way. And tell us about Beti, what that about, and why do you think it's important?
Betty is our better employee transaction interface, and it is actually the way that employees can do their own payroll. You know, it's the natural progression that we are at where employees are owning their own data and managing everything from PTO requests, time off requests, their benefits, expense management, all of that stuff in the system at the palm of their hand in the app. Well, what's a better way to drive that forward than to, you can do your own payroll. You can see your paycheck before it's even processed. You can make sure that it's correct. You can know maybe there's an issue with your taxes. Maybe you made a change in your benefits that's changed your pay. You can see all of that before your check is even processed. And then you can make that change. And so you know your check is going to be 100% correct when it hits your bank account.
Yeah, that's really kind of out there, to be honest with you. And I don't mean in a bad way, right? So employee self-service applications have existed for quite some time. I know myself. I participated in some rollouts of employee self-service technology back in the day where the reception by employees maybe wasn't so hot. They thought essentially that we were trying to force the employees to do management work that really was our job, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that was our fault. We didn't really sell our products very well, and we didn't really communicate the value of our products. But payroll specifically was not really an area that saw that kind of innovation, other than here's your pay slip, here's what happened, here's the pay slip, here's the gross to net calculation, et cetera. But if something was wrong, there was really nothing could have been done to fix it. It was too late. Now the employee had to send an email or make a phone call or try to get their issue addressed and corrected. And I mean, depending on the organization and depending on the nature of the error, that's just, it's awful in so many ways when those things happen. So when an employee is engaging with Betty and they can see, what if they see something that looks wrong to them and the pay doesn't look right or the hours don't look, or whatever might not look right in terms of that paycheck that's coming up?
So all they have to do is submit an inquiry directly from their app through our Ask Here. And that goes directly to the payroll department, and they can look into that issue and they can get that corrected while that payroll transaction is still open. And then the employee can get a next preview of that check once that correction has been made, and then go and improve their pay at that point.
So then it's possible then with the processing timelines that Betty supports that we can identify the error, let HR payroll know about the error, get the error corrected, notify the employee that the error has been corrected, show them that it's been corrected all before the pay check, quote unquote, is cut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had an employee tell HR, I thought this was a great quote. He said, you don't have to rely on someone else to make your paycheck correct when you can see it right in front of you.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. And I talked about this. I actually had a chance to get a demo of Betty a couple of weeks ago, and I wrote up a small review of the product on our site, HR.com. And one of the things I said was, to me, this was the next natural evolution of employee self-service, right? Giving employees insight, giving some transparency. One of the things, Jennifer, I think you are too, and certainly for your customers and their employees, I'm really focusing hard on hourly workers, shift-based workers, and what are we doing as a technology community to provide them better HR technology tools and better workplace tools overall, right? And some of this is pandemic-related because that cohort of our labor force suffered really disproportionately, I believe, than, say, more highly compensated and salaried workers in general. And I'm speaking very general right now. So I think it's important. Now, Betty's important for everybody. Maybe we can talk about the difference between hourly and salaried workers in a second. But to me, net pay uncertainty is like something I think is a real concern and challenge for so many employees. Maybe 60% of the U.S. labor force is variable pay. And just giving them some certainty, better certainty into their pay. How do you think that will help employees just their overall, say, employee experience and how they feel about their relationship with their employer?
Well, I think it creates that trust with their employer.
That's a great word.
There's no better way to lose trust with your employees if you can't pay them correctly and if their checks are incorrect. So, you know, you think about, you know, you mentioned hourly workers. You know, there are many, many people out there that work paycheck to paycheck that really rely on their paycheck being the same, or they, in their mind, they're like, I know exactly how much is going to be in my bank account on Friday. And what happens if there's a mistake and they're $50 short or $100 short, and they're not able to meet the obligations, and it may take a week for HR to turn something around for them or to correct the mistake. So, you know, it gives employees that certainty and that trust that they know they're going to get paid correctly. And then on the flip side, you know, being able to have that view into your paycheck, it educates the employees about what is my paycheck all made up of? What are all these things? And I can ask questions and learn more about those things that are on my paycheck.
Yeah, I think the hourly and shift-based workers, I think this is hugely important for them. I also think there's benefits for the salaried workforce as well, right? Who maybe get, I'll tell you, I've been in that space for a while, right? And working for employers that had employee self-service, employee direct access, whatever we called it. But I think, my net pay is my net pay every 2 weeks. I know what it is. I don't really, as long as I get that alert that funds were deposited to my account, I'm really not interested. So I may not engage with these tools as frequently as maybe the employer might like. Not just pay, but the other elements, right, that we're offering employees direct access to that potentially can be very valuable. I guess I'll ask it this way. Have you seen or do you expect higher engagement levels with the technology generally from that salaried workforce once Betty is rolled out and they can see their pay in advance?
You think it was on your check, but you're not sure. Did I ever get that expense reimbursement? And you have to go back and look, and that way you can see, you know, in the palm of your hand before payroll's processed if that expense reimbursement went through. The other thing that we found interesting as we were testing this, you know how your 401k limit, you meet your limit, and then your paycheck gets bigger at the end of the year. And then in January, when it starts over again, we would get all these questions. Well, why? My paycheck's different. Why is it different? Well, they can see that right there on the on the app,
right,
that now they have a deduction coming out and what the difference was from their previous check.
Yeah, and they know that in advance with some forewarning and some exposure to it. And again, I think, too, there's good opportunity there to, once they're engaging with Betty, they've opened that app, they've navigated to the pay area, they've looked at Betty, maybe they've raised a question or a concern, maybe not, hopefully not, but they've also then said, there's some learning content here I might want to look at. There's some communication content here. There's other things there that I know most organizations really want to have their employees engage with more frequently, even the best performing organizations. So just getting people to interact with the tools is going to provide like a downstream benefit, I'm hoping, or I'm thinking, right, across the suite of apps.
Absolutely.
Right?
It just continues to drive that employee self-service that we all want.
So there's a flip side to this, right? I've often said that the only part of HR data, or the most pure subset of HR/talent data, is payroll data, right? It's really the only data we can be really confident if an error is discovered typically by an employee, but not always, someone acts as quickly as possible to correct that error, because that's how critically important it is. So you can trust HR data for the most part. And especially if you're, a Paycom customer, you can trust your HR data, right? Or your payroll data.
Right.
Sometimes there are mistakes. Sometimes things get missed. Time punches don't get approved. Time gets missed. Expense reports, etc. I'd love for you to comment, because you own all this right here at Paycom for a really large and growing employee subset. What are the benefits for payroll, for the HR organization, and maybe more broadly the organization itself, but specifically for the payroll and HR organization, for catching these potential errors before they become now exception errors we got to reverse in the next pay run?
Right. No, that's a really great question. And first, it really means reduced liability, because employees are able to ensure the information is correct prior to payroll. So, our leader over payroll, she says that if I have a 98-99% check approval rate going into the final processing of payroll, she's like, I'm 99% sure that there's going to be very, very few errors.
Right.
And it gives her the confidence to know that payroll is going to be running the way it should. It really streamlines the entire payroll process, since all of the information goes back to Paycom's single database. And it also means, and this is huge, that there are fewer manual checks, payroll voids, less funding fees due to corrections or adjustments, which is the bane of everybody's existence when all of that happens. And at the end of the day, like I mentioned earlier, it gives HR more peace of mind and increased visibility into that payroll process, and ultimately really more time to pursue those things that give more value add to the employee experience.
Yeah, and we've been talking about that as HR technology people, right, for a long time, we've maybe at times in the past, I've been guilty of being part of this a little bit too, Jennifer, I'll admit, like maybe overselling that with technologies that really weren't up to snuff to really make that happen. I do think we're getting better as an industry. I think the technology is getting so much better that that's actually becoming more true all the time, that we are freeing up HR and talent professionals to spend more time on higher value add and more interesting things too, right? I don't think most people come into HR or payroll to fix data errors, right?
That's, oh, absolutely right.
That's not super exciting. I'd love for you to comment a little bit, if you could, just on more maybe slightly abstracted benefits, which you mentioned trust earlier, maybe just perception of the company as employer, maybe frustration overall, stress, anxiety, that the fact that eliminating potential payroll errors or catching them up front such that they are eliminated, the benefit or the flip side of it, hey, if payroll can't get my payroll right, why should I listen to them about this training course I should take or this mentoring I should take or this wellness program they're rolling out? They can't even get the payroll right. Like, I think that's an issue too.
Oh, it is. And it creates trust with the HR department. If you know, we're being able to get their payroll right and providing the benefits that we say we're going to and all of that, and it just creates that high level of trust. And then, you know, one of the things that we have been able to do with some of the extra time from, you know, driving employee self-service all the way down in our organization is, you and I talked earlier today about the mental health and wellness in the workforce right now, and how it's, you know, it's a critical issue that everybody needs to have their eye on. And we rolled out in June of 2020 our well-being advisement services. We have two well-being advisors here on campus that are here for employees to talk with them about anything that they need. And actually, that program has had a direct benefit and savings to the money that we're spending on our benefit plan in terms of mental health and wellness. We're being able to be proactive and preventative. So, you know, that's just one small example. But, you know, we've created this trusting environment, you know, not only through products like Betty, where people feel comfortable coming to HR for other things besides my paycheck's wrong, my address is wrong, can you change it for me?
Yeah.
We're really giving those enhanced services to our employees.
It does seem slightly unfair. I guess unfair is not the right word. The payroll is kind of a no-win job, right? As I often say, and you can maybe tell me if you agree or disagree, very few employees contact payroll or email payroll or HR to say, hey, nice job, my payroll was correct. You know, once again, like, that message doesn't come in very frequently. It's obviously the other, right? When there's an error or there's a problem or there's an issue, that's when the complaints come, and they can become thick and fast, right? And sometimes word can spread around an organization. You know, I don't think even inside the organization, like if I'm with my little team that I work with and my colleagues and I notice my payroll was wrong on payday, I might moan and groan to my colleagues, payroll screwed up again. Maybe the again's not even fair. They might say that even if it's not true. But they don't look at their pay stub and say, hey, is your payroll right? Yeah, mine's too. You know, great job, high five payroll. Look, I'm not saying people in the real world would realistically do that. But I do think this helps kind of, I don't know, I think we should do more for our payroll friends, I guess. I'd say, like, I think in most organizations, the payroll manager might be the second most important. You know, the CEO is probably the most important employee in every organization, I guess, right? The payroll manager might be number two.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. But I think we need to think about it in terms of, you know, if you're able to, as an employee, look at your check through Betty prior to your payroll even being processed, and you've got a question or you've got an issue, you can communicate directly to the payroll team and they can get that fixed for you. So it's like they become the service people for our employees to be able to fix those issues way beforehand. And so they aren't looked at in a more negative way. It's like, hey, we got that fixed before I got paid. Everything's great, you know, and we're going to move on.
It's a really cool development, a really cool product. I've been doing HR technology for a long time. I see a lot of demos. And for a while, I kind of thought innovation in payroll specifically had kind of plateaued, and now it's picked up again. It really has, and there's a lot of interesting things happening in payroll. And this idea, this approve your own paycheck, is a new innovation. I've never seen it before. I saw it, Betty, I'll be totally honest with you, and I think it's great. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if it gets copied, maybe. But hey, that's flattery, right? If you got out there in front of something, we'll share some links and some notes for folks to learn more about Paycom service product and service offering, specifically Betty, at the end. I guess the last thing, Jennifer, I'll throw out to you. We just got a couple more minutes together. which is, it's crazy out there, right? And in an organization like Paycom, it's a high-tech company. It's a growing company. It's been, you know, really a successful company in the last couple decades or so. But the challenges out there, I'm a labor market geek at heart. The challenges out there seem incredible. We see organizations of all sizes, all industries, all across the nation really struggling with hiring right now. They're for various reasons, and they're complex, and it's hard to solve them all in just a quick podcast. But maybe from your perspective, either what you're seeing at Paycom as you, again, continue to grow and ramp up and try to get the best people in your organization, or more generally, maybe things you hear from your customers or just from your HR colleagues. What are your thoughts on kind of where we're at with kind of just finding talent, attracting them, and kind of filling the roles we need to fill? Because so many organizations have open roles right now. It's crazy.
Right. Well, you know, there's a huge war for talent out there, bigger than it's ever been before. And I think I would say that now more than ever, the culture and the employee experience that you create in your organization is vital to your success and your ability to grow your organization to meet the business strategies, because that's a huge responsibility of HR. Is you have to be able to provide those people strategies, and talent acquisition is a huge part of that. And you know, if you can't do that because you don't have the right kind of culture and you don't have the right kind of employee experience, and when you think about employee experience, it's not just about, you know, all the amenities and those types of things, but it's about technology. The workers of today, they crave technology in their personal lives, but also at work, and they may make a decision to come to work for you based upon the type of technology you provide.
Or they may be turned off at the beginning based on the type of technology
Correct.
You provide, right? If that candidate experience is subpar or
Correct.
Substandard,
right.
boom, they may
you're,
be
You're exactly
they may
right.
Drop
so
right
so
there.
Your technology is you know, a huge face of the organization as you're trying to recruit your employees and retain your employees as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm optimistic. I mean, I am. Despite everything that's happened, I think innovation continues in the space. Lots of opportunities are out there. So many organizations are hiring, which is a good thing. Maybe this recovery in some ways is taking longer than we all hoped, and the getting back to quote-unquote normal is taking a little bit longer than we hoped, but we're seeing signs of it. We're seeing signs of it here. Your organization's seeing it. The fact that we're sitting together in the Paycom studio.
Not on Zoom. Thank you.
Yeah, recording this is quite remarkable. And this is a lovely place, by the way. I'll have to share some photos of this when we post the podcast. But Jennifer, thank you so much for welcoming me, coming back on the show, of course, as well.
It's been a pleasure, and it's so great to see you, and thank you so much.
And last thing, we talked a lot about Beti because that was really kind of one of the big announcements recently. Where can folks learn more about Beti specifically?
So listeners can head to paycom.com/Beti, and that's BETI.
All right, easy enough. We'll put that link in the show notes as well. So, all right, so great to be here with Jennifer Kraszewski, Paycom Vice President of Human Resources, and all the folks at Paycom. My first business trip post-pandemic has been wonderful, and I can't wait to come again. So thanks to everyone at the team. Okay, that's it for today's HR Happy Hour show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hear all the show archives at hrhappyhour.net. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time, and bye for now.